he comes, the man with more talent in his little finger than he's got in his head. The man you've all been waiting to meet, Wally Gooley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Wally Gooley fans. It gives me great pleasure to be standing here in me singlet. Control yourselves. Let's do something for the Diddy people. Let's give the little man what he wants. Little women. It gives me great pleasure now to present our tableau of the seasons. First, Miss Daphne Pratt, wearing nothing but flowers and representing the spirit of summer. Thank you, Daphne. Next, Miss Nellie Crump, wearing nothing but leaves and representing the spirit of autumn. And now, the one you've all been waiting for, me, wearing me dad's overcoat and representing the spirit of idleness. Stop this cheering. It's most embarrassing. Stop trying to embrace me, madam. There were others here long before you. Right. Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to say how tickled I am. How highly honored I am to have been told by the BBC that I'm the one they're going to give it to. Yes, I'm definitely going to get it. I haven't asked for it, but they say I have been, and they're going to give it to me when I least expect it. It'll make me very proud. It'll probably fill me full of pomp. Very probably. Before we go any further, I know a lot of you are waiting for me to give you the answers to last week's questions. So here they are. The answer to question number one, Garibaldi. Garibaldi invented the wig.
I say, you there?
Yes.
Which is the best way to wear them in Dorset?
The same way as they wear them anywhere else. Yes. It's amazing the people you meet, isn't it? Ooh, there's that cinema over the road. The one that shows all them continental films. Hey, look at all the men coming out with their heads down, trying to pretend they haven't been. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Have you got nothing better to do with your money? I'll have one in the front circle, please.
Between nineties.
What's the main feature?
The naked jungle.
Oh, don't fancy that. Monkeys with no clothes on. I know. I'll go over to that police constable and pretend to be a foreigner. Excuse me, Constable.
Yes, sir. No, what's the trouble?
Oh, it's no trouble, Constable. You see, it's just that I'm a foreigner, you see. I'm from Yugoslavia, you see.
Yeah.
And I can't speak a word of English, you see.
Oh, I see, sir. And what exactly is it you want to know?
Pardon?
Oh, well, so sorry, sir. I forgot you were a foreigner. What is it that you want to know?
Well, I'm hungry, you see, Constable, and I want to go into that cafe over there and order a plate of egg, chips, sausages and tomatoes with two rounds of bread and a cup of tea. But I don't know what it is in English, you see, because it's very awkward.
Well, that's quite simple, sir. Just go in and say, a plate.
A plate.
Of eggy chippy.
Eggy chippy.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
No, sir. Tomatoes with two rounds ready, cuppy of tea.
Thank you very much, Constable. You've been frightfully helpful.
Not at all, sir. Good day, sir.
Tell you bye, Constable. What a smashing Constable.
Oh, my bonnie wee laddie.
Who are you?
My name is wee Johnny Laurie, much loved and respected Scottish actor of many years standing. Just arrived on the Invercockie Leaky Express.
You stand there with your little diddy Scottish legs, sticking out of your kilt like two sticks of celery dangling through a hole in a carrier bag, and tell me that you've come all the way down from Cocky Inverlicky Knocky.
Inverlicky Knocky? Oh, touch, you've got me at it now. Invercocky Leaky. That wee paradise in the Highlands.
Is it really, John?
Aye, man, it is. To live in Invercocky Leaky is to know the true meaning of happiness. Ah. Outsiders come and they laugh at us simple folk, but we pity them. We know in our hearts that we are far richer in many ways. Ah. And as the visitors leave us to return to the big cities, we feel more than sorry for them.
Why do you feel sorry for them, John?
Because we have robbed them soft and they have to walk home.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that when an Eskimo eats a whale, he puts on 987 stone?
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that when the snow lies more than 6 inches deep in Germany, all the dachshunds go around on stilts?
Well, what do you know?
Do you know that if I don't shut up, Judith Chalmers will very likely clock me one?
I wouldn't do that, Ken. But I would like you to step back and leave a space around the microphone for our guests this week, the Barrett sisters.
Do-it-yourself enthusiasts. This is your old pal, Willie Mendham. I'll not keep you a minute. I'm just emptying this bottle of paint remover into the wife's cocoa. Lovely. She's asleep now. Now, this week, I'm up in the attic having a look at me system. I'm having a good look round to see if anything wants lacking. Ah, here's a piece of rusty old piping that could do. Oh, it's me leg. Now, the time of the year when you should take a good look at your plumbing arrangements. If you do get a burst, you can repair it yourself with one of the many emergency kits you can buy now. It's like a big dollop of horrible-looking stuff. I got some last year, and the wife thought it was a dumpling and bunged it in the stew. It was lying there on her plate, surrounded by carrots. As she raised it to her mouth to swallow it, I had the presence of mind to say nothing. She was all right. She was fine when she came out of hospital. She was a very good vet. On with the job. If there's a funny rumble in your system, go and have a lie down for half an hour. When you come to mend a burst, your best friend is your blow lamp. I'll just get it going. Now, there we are, we're going to go. Now, you don't need me to tell you that in the hands of a novice, a blow lamp can be a very, very dangerous thing. There's an art in using a blow lamp correctly. I'm going to show you the correct way on this piece of pipe here. Well, now, first, you have to... First, you have to prepare the surface of the pipe, and... Oh, my God, it's getting blinking hot out here. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. We're on fire. I'll show you how to make an escape ladder. First, you need a dirty, draping long rope. I know. Let's do something now that should please all the mums. A drop of real life romance.
Charles.
Norma.
Charles.
Norma.
Charles.
Norma. Arthur!
Arthur. Norma. Arthur. Albert! Albert.
Norma. Basil! Basil?
Albert.
You're a rotten shot, Basil.
The story that I have to tell you now is a rather strange and terrifying one.
It's about the fight of the life,
eh? It concerns three witches.
Do you know, I can't stand witches. Funny thing, isn't it? When I was a little lad, I used to think my granny was a witch. My granddad still does.
Allow me to unfold my tale.
Really? You should be in a circus.
This, then, is the story of the three witches and a weary traveller.
Who's the weary traveller?
You are.
I thought so. Right. Let's get it over with, then.
Picture the scene. It's a dark and stormy night. Listen.
Are we ready, sister?
Aye, we're ready.
We've much work to do. Then let us begin. A bunch of squirrels.
Banging blood.
Spider's nails.
Horrible horses.
Chicken lips. Rat tails.
I'm not going in that cafe. Oh, I should think not. I'll have a jam butty at home. It didn't frighten me, no.
No?
No, because actually... No, because actually, I'm a bit of a witch.
You're not.
I'll show you whether I'm a witch or not. I'll put a spell on you.
Do you mind if I have a scoff? Scoff. Scoff.
You'll stuff the other side of your face in a minute. You just wait till I get me cauldron going. Go on. All right, here we go then. Now then, it's bubbling nicely. Now, where's my little book of spells? Here it is now. How to make spells and influence people. Yes, that's the one. All right, here we go. Right. The ear of a wig. A toad with no toes. All the steam's going up me nose. And coal and wood, and soon the heat'll turn Johnny Lorry into a beetle.
Well, I've never heard anything so... Oh, if there's anything that you want, if there's anything I...
Good afternoon. This week's edition of Down Your Way comes from the delightful village of Knotty Ash. I'm speaking to you from the yard of a very old and well-known local firm of craftsmen, McDoddy and Son, and I have with me the son of the owner, Mr. Kenneth McDoddy. Good afternoon, Mr. McDoddy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell me what it is you're doing now?
Yes, I call this process putting me overalls on.
Oh.
Now, this is something I have to do every day. It's called knocking.
Ah, and why do you have to do it?
So they'll open the door.
You're late.
Ah, shut up.
I'm from the BBC.
We have no jobs.
He's doing down your thingy with a mobile unit.
You better not try.
I only want to talk to you about your work here and ask you to choose a record.
Was he?
Ah, now, that looks most interesting. Can you explain it for our listeners?
Certainly. This is called gripping.
Gripping. And what are you gripping?
Norma.
Excuse me, but what do you make here?
Tea, cocoa, what would you like? Oh, I see what you mean, yes. Well, here we make, and I believe that we're the only people in the country making them now. Hundreds every day.
Hundreds of what?
Doorknobs.
Doorknobs?
Yes, this is a doorknobbery. We make all sorts of doorknobs.
And like all the old crafts, I suppose there's a shortage of doorknob men.
Who?
Doorknob men.
Doorknob men? Where did you get that name from?
Doorknobberists?
No, there's no shortage of men.
Oh, jolly. Well, it's been most interesting talking to you, Miss McDoddy, and to close this week's edition of Down Your Way, would you like us to play a record for you?
Well, as I said before, there's no shortage of men in this trade, and we've left the choice of a record to our youngest apprentice, Dougie. Come on, Dougie.
Ah, hello, Dougie. You start them very young here, don't you?
Well, it's for his own good. He'll be on a pension when he's 11.
Oh, I see. Now, Dougie, which record would you like to hear?
I would like to hear Ken Dodd singing Still.
Still, though you broke my heart, still, though we're far apart, I love you still, after all this time, still, you're still on my mind. I love you still. I've lost count of the hours. I've lost count of the days. I've lost nearly everything since you went away. Still, after all this time, still, you're still on my mind. I love you still. I don't know who you're with. I don't know where you've gone. My only hope is that someday you might hear this song. Still, though you broke my heart, still, though we're far apart, I love you still.
Time for the spotlight to be turned on the world's worst. Those men who could never quite make it. Men like Paddy O'Doddy, the world's worst Irish folk singer.
Toss one ball, and very we are upon.
Now meet God Latino, the world's worst lover.
Darling,
And you lock a belt round the ear off.
Then there's fearless Captain Doublefield, the worst ever lion tamer.
I will now put my head into the lion's jaws.
And finally, Lawrence Smythe Upshot Dudley, the worst ever elocution teacher.
What's the do with you? It's the girl with the fur hair. Now make a bit of a shake, a lot of you.
Which brings us to the incredible saga of the world's worst scientist, Professor McManiac and his harebrained assistant.
I'm not a harebrained assistant. Useless, yes. This story that I'm going to tell you all started one night when I got back from the Rotary Club. I was feeling rather dizzy. And I put my blue boots on and went for a lie down. In the next room, Professor McManiac was trying out his latest invention. It was a small kilt heater, and he'd obviously... And he'd obviously put too much paraffin in. Are you all right, Professor? Can I get you anything?
Yes, get me your money for this.
What's the news?
My work is in jeopardy.
That's a long way to have to travel every day. Come in and we'll exchange notes.
Oh, good idea. I'll give you this 10-shilling note for your pound note.
Done.
Yes, I have been. This is a soap voucher.
Let's get down to business, Professor. What have you been working on this week?
Oh, I have some drawings here that I'd like you to look at.
Uh-huh, I see. You can get locked up for this, Professor. You know that.
Have you invented anything interesting?
Yes, this tablet. Would you care to try it?
Certainly. What does it do?
It's an instant beard tablet.
Oh, lovely. I've always wanted a beard. How long will it take to grow?
Any second now. What a magnificent bush.
I can't see it.
That's because it's growing out of the back of your neck. You see, it's a back-to-front beard. When you walk into a room, people will say, cheerio.
Excellent work. And I'm glad to report that my experiment is still going strong.
Which one is that?
I haven't slept for 3 years.
You're kidding.
I've never been more serious in my life. I haven't closed my eyes for 3 years, and I don't intend to do so for another 3 years.
Professor! Oh, dear.
My dear chap.
What is it? I thought I was going to have one of my bouts. I've been falling over a lot this week. I think it's this iron hat I'm wearing.
Good evening. I'm Hickey.
We all have our little problems.
Are you by any chance, Professor Hickey?
The same.
I've heard about you. Aren't you trying out some unusual experiment?
Yes, I'm trying to prove that a man can go without a bath for 15 years. I've gone 9 years without one up to now.
Go on, Hobbit! Get out of here!
On your way, you mucky old scientist!
Such is the price of greatness.
What a strange man.
Yes, the whole family's the same. I knew his sister, Jack Hickey. Well now, Professor, it's time I showed you my invention for this week.
What is it?
A one-man submarine for 3 people.
I'd sooner have my diving bell.
Ah, you're too old-fashioned.
You're an authority, oceanography.
Didn't I invent the waterproof watch, so you can see what time you're drowning at?
Two.
Well, we're going down to the docks now to try out my one-man submarine for 3 people.
I'll bring my diving bell.
And a lot of use that's going to be. To the docks!
Great locks full of whiskey.
There's my submarine. What do you think of it? It's taken me 25 years to build that submarine.
I beg your pardon?
It's taken me 7 years to build that submarine.
How long?
I bought it this morning. I'll hop in, Professor. I'll see how low I can sink.
You certainly couldn't sink much lower than you are, my dear chap. Have you taken any safety measures?
Yes, I've just eaten a cork pudding. We can keep in touch with one another with this two-way telephone. Touchy-bye, Professor.
I'll contact him over this telephone. I hope you don't have to put money in this thing. Hello? Is that Seabed 1212?
Who do you wish to speak to, please?
My assistant.
My assistant speaking. What do you want?
What's it like down there?
I can't see a thing through the porthole.
Why not?
I forgot to put one in. Yes, I did. No, really, then. I'm looking through the porthole now.
Yeah. What is it?
There's an horrible-looking thing down here.
You're telling me. Are the bulkheads of your submarine standing up to terrific pressures down there at that depth of 5 feet 6?
Of course they are. This submarine is as safe as a bank.
The bank's closing early today.
Pull me up quick!
My dear boy, for one horrible moment, I thought you weren't going to get soaked.
I think you're right, Professor. Your diving bell would be better. Where is your diving bell? I've never even seen it.
I'll show you. Norma!
Professor.
Norma.
You crafty old inventor. Come back here with that wonderful invention. Mind the moggy.
I say, are you there?
Yes.
Which is the best way to crawl?
On your hands and knees.
No. Not all like you.
Tucky bye, everybody.
Now sit back and recover from the Ken Dodd Show, as will John Laurie, Percy Edwards, Peter Hudson, Wallace Eaton, the Barry Sisters, and Judith Chalmers. The BBC Review Orchestra, Nita Julian Guyard, conductor Malcolm Lockyer. The script was written by Eddie Braben and Ken Dodd, and the show, which was recorded, was produced by Bill Worsley.